Tell us about rice. It has a lot to do. I mean, you know, someone might see the book and say, rice, well, that's very nice. I like to eat it now and then with chicken, but it's a lot more important to you and to your ancestors than the average person.
Growing up in South Carolina, rice was the national food for us, and we ate it several times a day and never got tired of it, and I feel the same way about it to this day. But more than that, as I grew up and learned the history of rice being in South Carolina, the economy of the state of South Carolina was forged on the back of enslaved Africans, and I like to use the term when we talk about slavery, use the term enslaved, because it reaches around in a circle and it makes people responsible who need to be responsible, and it doesn't just talk about the person being a slave because they couldn't be other. And so that word is, I'm using that more and more these days.
That's effective because that transcends that victim sort of labeling.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, enslaved yeah. is the way to say it, I think. But in that spirit, I did some research on the economy of South Carolina, and I found these amazing stories about how Africans had been taken from Africa specifically for the planting of rice in South Carolina. There was this particular grain of rice called Madagascar Supreme Rice that the economy just blossomed on. And it was because of the knowledge as well as the backbreaking work of Africans that this rice went across the waters to Europe and became one of the finest grains of rice in the whole world. Well, it wasn't just enough for me to eat it. I needed to know the history of it. I needed to know also as a metaphor, rice is a grain. I needed to use this metaphor in the book as talking about seeds, because what I'm trying to do as a poet and writer is plant things in the listener. And so there were all these amazing arms that branched off from the use of the word rice. Also, we talk about our differences a lot. There's so many cultures that share rice as a food, and I also wanted to bring that into the title. And so on the cover of the book, you have an African woman who is planting in the old traditional heel-toe method, rice grains in a wet field. And I hope that it speaks in a very round way to a history, to family, to all our stories that have to be told, to getting the story right, to again going back to telling both sides of the story, and to also looking at our common ground between us as human beings.
How do you like to make rice?
I have 300 different ways. I love making it in all so many different kinds of ways. I love the grain.
Can you give us one quick recipe?
Let's see. I can't give the recipe. Rice pudding is one of my favorite.
Oh man, my mom makes great rice pudding.
But I
don't eat it elsewhere. You know, it's that kind of thing.
But
right?
I love it just plain. You can cook rice, put it in a bowl, and a little salt and pepper maybe. But that's like, to me, it's like I say that on the back of the book. That, you know, just plain and in a bowl is like one of the most nourishing things that I can eat for myself.